Today we'll be learning Daf Tes of Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara continued to analyze the Tesefta from Daf Vav, which the Gemara has been discussing. Some of the key topics and concepts that will be discussed include the status of a threshold at the entrance to a Mavur. Now, a Mavur is similar to a dead-end alleyway, where one side opens into the Rishus Aram. Although the Torah allows carrying in the Mavur, the Rabbanah forbade it unless you place at the open end of the Mavur either a lechi, an upright post, or a koyer, which is a crossbeam set across the entrance to the Mavur. A lechi is an upright post 10 tefachim high, placed on the inside part of an entrance and acts to indicate to those inside a Mavur until where they may carry. Carrying, however, is permitted only until the inside corner of this lechi, not the outside corner. A koyer is a crossbeam placed above the open entrance of a Mavur. Carrying under this crossbeam is permitted until its outer corner. However, this is only so if the koyer is connected to Rishus HaYachid, or if the koyer is wide enough to be considered its own Rishus, meaning at least 4x4 tefachim, in which case we say that Pitikru Yorid V'Saisim. Pitikru Yorid V'Saisim. When a crossbeam is wide enough to be considered its own Rishus, whether it is 4x4 tefachim or connected to Rishus HaYachid, then carrying is permitted under this crossbeam because we say it's as if an imaginary wall comes down from the outside corner of the beam to enclose the area inside. Love it. When two beams are placed near each other and separated by less than 3 tefachim of space, then they are considered loved. They're considered connected. Activities which are forbidden before one davens mincha. The Rabbanim worried that if we start these activities, we'll become caught up in them and forget to daven mincha. Two types of mincha. Mincha gedayla, which is 1/2 hour after midday, and is mincha ketana, which is 3.5 hours after midday. Shozmanius. When the Gemara says hours, it considers 1 hour in the day to be 1/12 of the time between sunrise and sunset, regardless of the amount of minutes in each hour. If day and night are equally long, then each hour will be 60 minutes. In such a case, midday will be at 12 noon, mincha gedayla will be at 12:30, and mincha ketana at 3:30 p.m.